Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's Roshan Muhammad Saleh here, the editor of Five Pillars, and we're outside Manorfield Primary School in Tower Hamlets once again. You might remember there was a protest here on Tuesday by parents upset at the teaching of RSC, relationships and sex education. Well, they've called another protest today, a flash protest, because ultimately the school responded to their concerns in writing. And there are three areas of concern, I would say. One is the teaching of, LGBT teaching effectively. The second is teaching around things like puberty and also the naming of certain sexual organs and body parts. And the parents say this is happening far too early. They haven't been consulted and they're very concerned that their children will be affected. Now, the school published a response and they say that they have completely consulted the parents over the last few months and they are following Department for Education guidelines with regards to LGBT teaching, teaching around puberty, and also the naming of sexual organs. So ultimately, that is not satisfying the parents behind me, and they say they're going to continue the struggle. What exactly is being taught, or you believe is being taught, which you're not happy with?
It's just, say, for example, talking about teaching about private parts to young children and about LGBT contents. And I know, like, people are quick to jump and say, oh, you're homophobic. But it's not about this. Even if they were teaching about heterosexual relationship, I wouldn't want that for a young child to be taught. It's as simple as that. They're too young. They don't get, like, we can simply just teach them about respect. And they will respect anybody. It doesn't matter what color your skin is or what your sexuality, it doesn't matter. You don't have to teach every single aspect to little children for them to respect someone.
And the school, I read their response yesterday. They said that they have consulted parents. What do you say to that?
What kind of consultation is this? I mean, you know, like doing a survey, a close question, that's not consultation. Talking to parents, they hid behind COVID. It's not just this school, it's all other majority of the schools in Tower Hamlets. They use COVID as an excuse, and they said no face-to-face consultation. We have modern technology. They've got Zoom. We got Zoom meeting. You know, now we don't have the restriction. You could easily have, you know, 30, 40 people, you know, in one go in an assembly hall and listen to them. And like the brother said, putting things on post-it notes, which will be lost. This isn't consultation. And especially when parents were not allowed to ask questions.
My child, my choice!
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 Let be kids be kids!
Let kids be kids!
Let kids be kids!
Let kids be kids!
We were here, 2-3 days ago. We made the case to the head teacher and the school to come and engage with us, to review the policy before it goes out, so that we can make the adjustments that are needed. Parents have raised concerns in many different forms, yet yesterday night they published the policy and they've chosen not to make any amendments and include any suggestions that we've put forward. So in short, it says, you know, the school has decided they don't value the parents' opinion, they don't respect it, and they've gone ahead and, you know, put in what they were going to originally. I don't know whether that's laziness on their part, they didn't want to make the amendments, they just wanted to push it through, whether there's pressure from the London Borough of Tower Hamlets, as they keep saying. Initially, you know, we said, you know, are you going to consult with parents? And they said, look, nothing's finalized. We're going to sit down. We're going to have those information sessions. And then we're going to take your views into account. Next time I speak to the head teacher, it's ultimate choices. Ultimate decision is to the parents, and parents will be consulted. And then that changed to governors being the ultimate sayers. And then obviously more recently, it was the London Borough of Tower Hamlets. So every time we've spoken to the head teacher, yeah, it seems to change. He hasn't given us a true picture. He hasn't been transparent. And the idea all along was just to push this through without getting parents to have their say. So the question is, you know, why is it that the London Borough of Hamlets, the head teacher and everybody else has decided that the parents don't get a say? We are the ultimate, you know, carers for our children. We should have a say. And in this regard, they've just bypassed us. So I asked the head teacher again, you know, we're all here, you know, include us in this decision-making process, because ultimately it affects our kids. And to be honest, we want to say to the head teacher and everybody else involved, put a stop to implementing this policy until you've spoken to the parents, because we're not going to sit around and let our kids be taught this without us actually having an understanding of what's being taught. We've reviewed all of this, we've asked the changes to be made. We're not going to step back and have this implemented without our consent. The other thing to note is that, you know, this policy, has there been case studies as to what they're teaching and the effects that it can have on children's mental health? Because there's a big thing nowadays where a lot of kids suffer from mental health. Here we're saying we want to teach kids at the early tender age of 5 and 6 complex topics. How will they affect that? How will that affect them in 5, 10 years time? There's no case studies. There's no, studies that have been done. So the question is, how can we let them teach this to our children without actually knowing what the ill effects will be in 5, 10 years time? So I suggest if they want to do this the right way, and like they do in business and, you know, other projects, they do a pilot. So there are, you know, parents who want their kids to be taught this. That's fine. Let's do a pilot for the next few years and see what the effects of those are on those children. Then we've got a case study. Then we can say to parents, and parents can be comfortable that, you know, this isn't going to affect their kids in the long term. Because what happens after 5 years? Our kids have mental health issues. Who has to deal with it? The school won't be around. The head teacher won't be around. It'll be left to us to pick up the pieces. We can't gamble on our children's future just because you say so. Ultimately, we should be consulted and we should give our consent. You do not have that. So please stop the teaching of this policy until you've sat down with us.
My choice. My choice. My choice. My choice.